This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:22 a.m. You're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana, Philip and Shen Li. In the meantime, let's talk about the Malaysian banking sector. So more than 2 weeks ago, Bank Negara Malaysia lowered its GDP projection for the country by 0.2% to between 5.3% to 6.3% for 2022. And this is due to downside risks from the pandemic, inflation, and uncertainty from the Russia-Ukraine war.
However, the Malaysian banking system remains in the pink of health, according to a report from Moody's Investor Services, which has kept its outlook at stable, thanks to improvements in profitability and operating environment. And while global macroeconomic conditions remain decidedly cloudy, they opine that there won't be any significant direct impact on the Malaysian banks.
So while Malaysia is seeing the end of the lowest on record OPR rate at 1.75% by year end and more moratoriums coming to an end, is there a threat to asset quality and profitability?
For some thoughts on this, we have on the line with us Alka Anbarasu, Senior Vice President at Moody's Investor Service. Alka, good morning. Thanks very much for joining us. So what's supporting Moody's expectations for Malaysia's banking system credit growth to strengthen to 6 to 7% this year?
Yeah, so first of all, we expect Malaysia's real GDP growth to accelerate to around 6% in this year from about 3% last year, largely driven by increase in domestic consumption as well as improving labor market and the export sector. We think this improving operating environment will support domestic credit demand, and we expect the credit demand of 6 to 7% that we expect to be more broad-based from both retail and corporate clients.
So you're forecasting that Malaysia's GDP will be about 6% improvement, about 3% from the year before. But, you know, Alka, can I just ask you, is there really a risk of asset quality deterioration as loan moratoriums come to an end?
Yeah, so if you look at the data, about 28% of the banking system loans were under various forms of support measures. So what is called the repayment assistance schemes or loan moratoriums as of the end of December 2021. We expect some of these loans will eventually turn non-performing. Having said that, we expect the impaired loans ratio or the non-performing loan ratio to only increase moderately for the banking system. And that's because of the earlier answers I talked about, which is essentially economic recovery in Malaysia, as well as the continued aid from the government, which will support borrowers' repayment capacity. Also, debt servicing of the Malaysian corporates and the households remains broadly stable.
So in that case, when do you expect to see the profitability of banks return, and how will Cukai Makmur or prosperity tax impact on this?
So in terms of profitability, we expect overall profitability to improve for the banking system in this year. And there are two main drivers for the improvement. So first of all, we expect the net interest margins or the interest incomes of the banks to improve. And then we expect the credit costs or the loan loss provisions to decline for the banking system. In terms of the underlying drivers, a gradual increase in interest rates will help improve the interest income and net interest margins of the banking system. But to your question on the prosperity tax, indeed, it will hurt the bank's the profitability a bit this year. Having said that, we think the impact of the prosperity tax will be somewhat offset by improvements in the core earnings of the banks.
So let's zoom into the industry, Alka. For the financial institutions in Malaysia rated by Moody's, which has better credit fundamentals and which are more vulnerable, would you think?
So we rate the six largest banking groups of Malaysia, and as well as we rate a few subsidiaries of foreign banks. Most of the bank ratings in Malaysia are at A3 stable, which is in line with the rating of Malaysia's sovereign rating or the government rating of Malaysia. The rating outlook of only one bank, which is AmBank, is negative. And we had changed the rating outlook to negative last year after the group settled, made out 2.8 billion ringgit settlement with the government in relation to its involvement with the 1MDB. Having said that, the rating outlooks of all other banks is stable.
So essentially, you're saying relatively a stable, good outlook for banks, with the potential exception of MBank here. But, you know, Akhil, let me just shift our attention to Islamic banking in Malaysia. What is Moody's outlook for Malaysia's Islamic banking system in particular, right? What's driving growth there?
Yeah, so Islamic finance, we think, is a key part of Bank Malaysia's five-year development plan for the financial sector. Clearly, there is robust demand for the Islamic banking space in Malaysia. And under the new five-year plan, the central bank aims to strengthen Malaysia's position as an international gateway for Islamic finance. In addition, steady progress in sustainable finance will also support the country's position as a global Islamic finance hub. Nevertheless, we think that cross-border Islamic financing could still remain challenging because some of the transactions under Islamic finance tend to be opportunistic in nature. In addition, there is some complexity involved around structuring of the transactions compared to conventional loans. And this is where we think the growth could somewhat remain challenging.
Alka, thanks very much for your comments this morning. That was Alka Anbarasu, Senior Vice President at Moody's Investor Service, giving us her outlook for the Malaysian banking sector amid this environment, this global environment of rising interest rates. I think overall, her prognosis seems to be fairly optimistic for Malaysian banks.
Correct, and because she's tying it to economic growth. And I think there is this whole view that as the country goes into a recovery mode, banks will enjoy that despite all the loan moratoriums ending. I am a bit worried whether this outlook will be sustainable, because if you see what's happening in the US now, the banks are beginning to see their margins erode.
That's right.
As we see economic pressures mount there. So what does it look like in 23? That I think is a big question mark.
That's right. I think the report by Moody's did mention that Malaysian banks don't have as much exposure to Russia and Ukraine as these US banks do, which is why we're seeing US banks have a pretty clear gloomy outlook if the war continues. Malaysia not so much. But again, I think there are a lot of trickle-down effects that we're going to see in the broader economy that we don't know how it's going to play out yet.
And also to look forward to central banks' policy rate, which is the second half of the year, which a lot of analysts are anticipating, maybe 25 basis points. We'll see how that play out with the banks as well.
All right, and stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.